Well, I was really on a roll yesterday. I was really going on about the social media thing. What's been happening as it's been growing? I've just, it's very little, but I keep doing this thing at this gym membership. I've got this gym membership, and every day I'm taking pictures and I'm improving and I'm working and I'm going and I'm growing and I keep it moving. And I've established myself as someone who starts something and who finishes it. And so when I get to the end of the 30 days, I mean, you can't keep playing the same old tricks forever. It hasn't made me ridiculously famous. It's just made me a person by going to the gym every day and taking before and after pictures and being consistent every single day. Now I am a person. I'm a person who does something. So being a person who does something, I can be liked or disliked, not just ignored. And so that's just something that I found. How do you go viral? You've got to be good at something and you've got to do it regularly. You have to show people how you're doing something regularly. I'm just observing that. I'm seeing that. I'm not speaking from the final results of success. I'm just watching it happen right now. So while I'm doing something, and I'm not necessarily an ultra athletic, perfect performer at things. Maybe I'm just good at being comfortable in my own skin. When I'm around some celebrity who can perform an awesome skate trick, I'm not shy. I'm not scared. I'm not embarrassed. I go ahead and try to do the same trick and just, it's horrible. And I mess it up and maybe even comically fall on the ground and pretend to hurt myself or something. And I have my own way in which I'm awesome, mainly coming back to being comfortable in my own skin. Who's going to upstage who? Is the stunt performer or the clown going to be more famous on stage? Who's going to be more famous? The stunt man who does all these amazing things or the clown who just makes fun of him? The clown might end up being, more famous. Well, George, that's an interesting point. George has, really, thanks for that. Being famous, is being famous something that you should strive for? There's this culture where everybody wants to be famous. And we get our message notifications on our phone from social media. And we think that it's affirmation and that it's part of becoming famous, and being famous and becoming more famous is social affirmation. And we get chemically addicted to the phone notifications. It's a chemical addiction because it triggers endorphins. You're loved, you're approved, And that's not necessarily healthy. At the same time, if you've got something to do, if you've got a story to tell, key, if there's a story to tell that helps people, being famous could be a way to be profitable. But I'm just finding more and more, I only grow if I'm self-balanced, if I'm not toxic to be around. And from that, I share my story and I make it a story that people can follow. And I'm seeing it and I'm watching it work. In addition to that, I reach out and I talk to people. I engage people. I don't pretend to have a conversation with people. I don't pretend to like people so that I get a huge audience because they see me pretending and they don't know that I'm pretending, but it looks like I'm a nice guy. I don't do that. I genuinely really just want to talk to everyone. No, I don't follow back every single person who ever follows me. I follow people that I know, but, that's a question. You don't automatically want to become a famous person unless you have a clear cut strategy for that. And, I got to pay the bills and, it would be a lot easier for me to do that if I have an audience. So Yeah, it's going, it's working, and I, well, I don't know. Bill Parrish, Anthony Hopkins from Meet Joe Black. I wanted to make a profit, but I also wanted to create something. I really wanted a channel and a social media presence that's able to make a positive change in Taiwan. And I talked a little bit earlier on Tuesday, on the first Taiwan special this week, about Taiwan's dark underbelly. There is a dark side to Taiwan. I talked about my friend that's from Europe, and his, he can't transfer money out of his Taiwan bank account. Citibank can confirm who he is. He could go to a Citibank in Europe, have them contact through Citibank and say, yes, I am me, and those are my funds, and I can prove that I am who I say I am, send me my money. But in Taiwan, they won't do that. They actually told him, come here to the country. Come here to Taiwan. No, they didn't say country. They said, come here to Taiwan. He said, are you aware that there's a global virus pandemic and that if I go to Taiwan, I'm on lockdown for 2 weeks? Why would I go do that just to get money so that in a way where you verify who I say I am, which you can already do through Citibank from the country here? And they won't listen. And so they've got his money tied up in the bank and they don't want to find a workflow to be able to help him. And they don't care. And they're getting that from Taiwan's government regulations. So Taiwan does this to all kinds of people. And there's a growing quiet international reputation that Taiwan's getting for just being an unfriendly place to be. Now, I'm allowed to say that because I'm not leaving. I'm here and I want to be part of the solution. So I want to develop in anywhere I can. When I talk with friends on the street, like Gandhi, one-on-one, I'm not as great as Gandhi. Gandhi isn't great. Really, honestly, I think about Gandhi, I don't think of a famous person. I never really heard about him. The only thing I ever heard about with Gandhi is he was a guy that talked to people one-on-one. I'm like, I like that. Talk to people one-on-one? Yeah, he was famous. Oh, he was? Oh, okay. He talked to people one-on-one. That's cool. So everywhere I go in Taiwan, I'm talking to people one-on-one and I'm telling them, no, it's okay. Think about others. You can do better. Just because you can improve doesn't mean that you're worthless. You don't have to follow this ancient Chinese culture idea that you have to be God or else you're a cockroach and there's nothing else. When you have a weakness and a flaw and an imperfection, that makes you real and human, which means you're alive. And that means that you can do better. And the only way that you get good and awesome is by becoming better. And you have to be alive to do that. So don't be afraid of the evidence that you're alive and can therefore be better. It's all right to not be perfect. And this is like a new concept to them. Everything's all about posing. No, I don't want to be negative, but I'll say this briefly about what's going on in the culture. They call it Ruja Sixiang. That's the Chinese, Ruja Sixiang. And that's the direct translation would be Kongzi de Jiaoyu. It's or Zixue, Kongzi Zixue, a Confucianism. Their word for Confucianism is like cultural teaching or something like that. And it means Confucius. And they tell people in school, at home, in the religion, directly, your parents, teachers, adults, grandparents, the adults in your life tell you. And there is no truth or lie, it's just what they tell you. And you believe it with your whole heart. You follow it. You can't agree with it because it's all that there is. You believe it fully. You don't ask why. The reason is because they said. You don't ask if it's true. That doesn't matter. They said. And you follow it utterly. You never have a new idea because that would be rebellion. If you ask why it's true, that's clearly disrespect and rebellion. You should be thrown out of the house for that. And this is all there is, and you must do it always. And Christian pastors are part of that teaching. And Christian missionary teachers at seminaries in America, including Moody, reinforce it and say that's bad, but we should not change that part of ancient Chinese culture. And the young people hate it in Taiwan. And I do my best to try to help people come out of that thinking. So far, more and more people seem to like the idea of being alive. Love you. See you next week.